From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The North Korea military responds, we'll be merciless. North Korea's military has now directly responded to what they perceive to be renewed threats. An unnamed spokesman for the General Staff of the Korean People's Army said our toughest counteraction against the United States and its vassal forces will be taken in such a merciless manner as not to allow the aggressors to survive. A day earlier, President Trump had responded emphatically to reports that North Korea is poised to detonate an underground nuclear device as early as Saturday. The North Korean military statement warned the North's forces could destroy in a few minutes U.S. military bases in South Korea and the presidential residence in Seoul. Former Afghan President Hamid Karzai and senior Afghan diplomat have criticized the U.S. for using the mother of all bombs, with more Aisha Tanzim.
Former Afghan President Hamid Karzai, as well as Afghanistan's ambassador to Pakistan, Hazrat Umar Zakhilwal, tweeted his opposition to the use of the GBU-43 massive ordnance air blast. Karzai accused America of using Afghanistan as a testing ground.
The U.S. coordinated with the government of Afghanistan to conduct yesterday's operation.
That was General John Nicholson, the top U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan.
The enemy had created bunkers, tunnels, and extensive minefields, and this weapon was used to reduce those obstacles.
Pushed on the timing of the use of the bomb, he insisted it was based on the analysis of conditions on the ground and had nothing to do with any other considerations. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
This is VOA News.